Welcome to the Radio Witch Moon Hotline for February 2021. This is a radio spell designed to counteract all the radio waves surrounding us every day, all the time. In this radio spell, we produce waves of positivity. This month, we're looking towards the future. We've asked our callers to dream up their best case scenario. Looking ahead 30 years, what could change? What could be better? What could be a new world?
Alright, so I think in 30 years, hopefully we'll have a better renewable source of electricity, like nuclear fusion is a promising source. And hopefully there'll be some reforestation and just a better economy in general, more fairness, like just less greed and perhaps most of the money in the world shouldn't be invested with a very small amount of the population. That would be nice if that wasn't the case in 30 years. What else? And, if we had, an alternative to plastic that was better for the environment, too, that would be nice. And generally being better for the environment, everything that's detrimental as of now could be improved in 2 years, who knows. So, best case scenario, I think that's what would happen.
What an exciting time. I think in 2050, humanity will be more compassionate. We will have learned to care for nature. We will have reversed climate change and increased biodiversity. We'll work more toward racial justice and building a culture of kindness. 2050 is the year my kids are going to be in their 30s. I wish the best for them.
By 2051, we will have figured out carbon sequestering and removed the excess carbon from our atmosphere, returning it to the Earth. Racism is no longer an issue, and we have finally all accepted it was a construct meant to divide us. There will be peace and lots of love and care for one another. My name is Sarah.
I think in the next 30 years, people will realize that the rat race, the constant running around, trying to earn something like money to be able to pay for things, isn't the way to go. I think that people will finally come to a point to where they'll want to commune with other human beings and work together on this beautiful planet and enjoy the life that we have rather than spend it all on false hopes and dreams and just live in the present, plant more gardens, stay away from the more industrial farming things, get back down to grassroots, to living in communities and farming together and playing music together, and at the same time still using technology, the advances we have in technology, as another tool like a hoe or like a shovel. So we'll regress in some ways back to a more rural agricultural time before the Industrial Revolution. That's my hope.
Radio Witch. Ow, ow. Best case scenarios for 2051. There will be a mass reckoning of the collective unconscious. And we will understand that as beings, we are all connected. And we reflect out to each other that it's one giant organism in the universe. And in doing so, we will be able to accomplish interstellar travel, living in harmony with nature and ourselves. That is me, Nathan in Asheville. Thank you, Radio Witch, for all you do. Bye.
Hi, Radio Witch. Thinking about the year 2051, or 2050, whatever, 30 years from now, I'll be 65 years old. I hope that we have decided to prioritize human beings over profit and property. In 30 years, women will hold more than 50% of publicly elected offices. Schools will be run as community centers that authentically support learners. I'm struggling with the vision of the future.
some people can't envision what it looks like to be finished with a project, what the end result might be, and lacking a picture, can't figure out the steps back to get to that place. So the first step is to find that picture.
A better renewable source of electricity.
Of what things look like in the end.
Humanity will be more compassionate.
To make a future.
Some reforestation.
That's better than the present. The first step is to find a picture.
We will have learned to care for nature.
Of what that might look like.
We will have figured out carbon sequestering and removed the excess carbon.
And then working backwards to make a plan.
An alternative to plastic that was better for the environment.
What's the first step? To move closer to that final goal.
We will have reversed climate change and increased biodiversity.
Or maybe working backwards.
Racism.
What's the last step?
Is no longer an issue and we have finally.
And what's the step you need to get to before
that? All I said is it was a construct meant to divide us.
And before that, until you get to a step that seems like the next step from now.
We'll work more toward racial justice and building a culture of kindness.
So
there will be peace and lots of love and care for one another.
They'll want to.
What's your picture?
Commune with other human beings and work together on this beautiful planet and enjoy the life that we have.
We're 50.
Live in the present.
What's the step that comes before
that? More than 50% of
plant more gardens.
Elected offices.
Work your way backwards.
As beings, we are all connected.
Until you get to now.
Reflect out to each other. That it's one giant organism.
Get back down to grassroots, to living in communities and farming together, and
step by step,
playing music together, and
changes will come.
And in doing so, we will be able to accomplish interstellar travel.
We have decided to prioritize human beings over profit
and we'll get
property.
To where we want to go.
Living in harmony with nature and ourselves.
But the first step.
With the vision of the future.
Is to imagine.
Will be run as community centers.
What it might be like in the future.
Authentically support learners.
For the people who live there. What will they do every day? Where will they walk? What will they eat? How will they treat each other? What will they hear? What does it sound like in a new world? Joe Meek and his Blue Men, they hear a new world. Thanks for joining the Radio Witch Moon Hotline. Dream your new world.
Can I tell her? what's in store for me. I hear a new world. Calling me. Thank you.